南無妙法蓮華経。南無妙法蓮華経。
Namo myo ho renge go 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 namo myo myo ho renge go namo 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 ho renge go namo myo 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 ho renge go ge go namo myo ho renge 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 go renge go namo myo ho 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 En gay konam om jag har 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 en gay konam om jag en gay konam om jag har 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 en gay konam jag har en gay konam om 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 jag jag har en gay konam om 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 om jag har en gay konam 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 en gay konam om jag har 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 en gay konam Nam om jag har en geika, 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 nam om jag har en geika. Om jag har en gejkanam, 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 om jag har en gejkan. Nam om jag har en gejkanam, 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 jag har en gejkanam, om 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 jag har en gejkanam. Om jag har en gejkanam, 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 om jag har en gejkanam. Jag har en gejkanam, om 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 jag har en gejkanam. Om jag har en gejkanam, 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 om jag har en gejkanam. Om jag har en gejkanam, 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 om jag har en gejkanam. Om jag har en gejkanam, 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 om jag har en gejkanam. Om jag har en gejkanam, 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 om jag har en gejkanam. Om jag har en gejkanam, 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 om jag har gejkanam, om jag har en 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 gejkanam. Om jag har en gejkanam, 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 om jag har en gejkanam. Om jag har en gejkanam, 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 om jag har en gejkanam.
Myo renge kyo ho be
and born I need Jesus unto the my and Johnny Gigo shall have to show food agent in Borio. He's I jump on Yakazi, but the show food on G. Joe, he shall go, but the show sing on Yakazan man, Nakamushu show, but the ding yo to, but the Borio, the ho, yum yo to, yum yo to, fu man jo, jo, jin, jin, me, so, uho, ziggy, so, says we should nangay, shall have to go, do jo, but to eat right. Going on, go, Mushu, hope, and in no, ju, jo, ro, di, jo, daka, jo, e, shaka, nyo, rai, hope, and chicken, haram, and sakai, e, goose, saka, sara, jino, rai, chicken, kodai, din, no, mu, yo, mu, ge, diki, mu, so, e, sen, jo, ge, da, samma, din, yu, mu, sai. Shari, hut, jino, rai, no, ju, ju, fun, but to go, say, sho, ho, gan, chin, yu, na, ne, ka, shu, shin, shari, hut, shu, yo, gan, chin, mu, yo, mu, hen, mi, so, u, ho, bu, si, si, do, ju, shi, shari, hut, fu, shu, bu, si, sho, we, shaka, bu, sho, jo, ju, da, hk, u. I know good in show, ho, Jesus, show, we, show, ho, no, they, so, no, they, show, no, they, time, no, they, dick, no, they, sound, no, they, in, no, they, and, no, they, can, no, they, ho, no, they, hon, ma, cook, yo, do, show, we, show, ho, no, they, so, no, they, show, no, they, time, no, they, dick, no, they, sound. No, they hon, yo, they hon, my good yo, do, so we show hon, yo, they so no, they show no, they tie no, they dick, yo, they sound, yo, they yin, yo, they yin, yo, they can, yo, they hon, yo, they hon, my good yo, to. I'm yo, ho, renge, kyo. No, I do, Johan, I do, Rogani, G, but to go so bold, such a good ease, I die, shoe, so send, and ching, yo, to, to, sing, gang, yo, I do, die, she go, boo, go, die, shoe, yo, to, sing, gang. Ubugo show dai shun yo to to shinge nyo ra yo dai si go se ji bo se se dai shu mi ra ga vi shu ga shu bu ga bu ji gan se san yu gan se shi ga to to shin ju bu ji go nyo se san ba ga yi bu gan ni ji se san chi chou bo se se san chou fu shi ni go shi go nyo to tai chou nyo ra hi mi chi din ju shi di ki yi sai se ken ten ning yu a shu ra ka yi gan cha ka ma ne bu ji chu ja ka ji gu ko ga ya chou fu an za o jo jo ta ku wa no ku ta ra san ma ka san bo dai mu ya mu hen ya ka san ma na ka na yu ta ko hi nyo go ya ka san ma na ka na yu ta a so ki san zen dai sen se ka ke shi yu ni ma chi mi jin ka o to bo go ya ka san ma na ka na yu ta a so ki ko ka na ke ichi jin so zen nan chi yo wi yung ga ze so se ka ka ta ka shi yu ko ke chi go chu fu mi ra ka bo sa to ku ba ka bo zi gan se son se so se ka mu lio mu hen hi san ju so chi ya ka hi shin ni ki so ku hi sai so mon ya ka chi bu chu hi mu ro chi fu no chi yu hi chi go gen chu ga to chu o ze chi chu ya ka cho fu da se son yo ze so se ka mu lio mu hen ni chi bu chu go dai bo sa chu cho zen nan chi gan to fu myo Yaka chaka mi jing yu fu chaka cha jing ni yi jing yi chi jing yi go ga jo bu tu yi la bu ga o shi yaka san ma na ka na yu ta. Chi ju se rai ga jo sai chi cha ba se ka se po kyo ki yako yo sho yaka san ma na ka na yu ta a so ki go ka do ri chu jo cho zen nan chi o ze chu gen. Ubu gang go nyu o ne han yo ze kai yi ho ben fung bet cho sen nan chi nyaka u shu sho rai shi ga sho ga yi bu tse gen kang go shin to sho kan ri don tsu sho o do. Yaka bu gen gong do nyu ne han nu yi chu ju ho ben sa tse mi myo ho no ryo shu jo ho kang gi shin to sen nan chi nyo rai ken jo ju jo gyo o sho bo tuk wa ku ju sa yi se nin sa tse ga sho shu ke. Sam ga sam bo dai nen ga ji jo bu tu yi lai ku wan ya ge shi ta ni ho ben kyo ke chu jo ro nyu bu tu ro san yo ze se shi jo zen nan chi yo rai sho wen go den wa ge sa ko shin wa ge sa ta shin wa ge ji ko shin wa ge ji ta shin wa ge ji ko ji wa ge ji ta ji so sho gan se se kai chi te fu go cho wi sha ga yo rai yo ji chin ken nya ge ta nya ge chu ju Yaka muzai se gyu mecha dosha hi jita hi ko hi nyo hi hi fu no sangai. Yorai myo ken mo u shak myo i shou ju jo u shu ju jo shu ju yak ju ju yo chu ju ak do fun be ko yak ro cho so zeng ga ni nya ga ni ne hi yu gan ji shu ju se po sho sa bu chi di mi zo san pa nyo ze ga jo bu to i rai jin dai ku on ju myo mu yo a so gi ko jo jo fun be chi cho zen na chi Says it all, show, show, jim, yo, con, you, me, jin, bu, bai, jo, chun, and con, he, jit, metadon, he, ben, cho, con, to, chu, metadon, yo, rai, he, say, ho, ben, kyo, ke, chu, jo. Yakabu, ku, ju, o, se, hakataka, shin, in, fu, chu, zen, con, bing, ku, ke, sen, ton, taka, go, yo, can, you, o, okado, mo, ke, mo, jun, ya, ken, yo, rai, jo, dai, fu, bet, ben, ki, kyo, shi, ni, e, en, dai, fu, no, cho, o, Kukyo shi shin se ko nyo rai yi ho ben satsabi ku to shi sho bu su se nan ka ji ku sho wi sha ga sho yaka dong ka ding ka mo yo yaka san ma no go wa go. Yi shi ji ko ka sa se kan sho bi ku nyo rai nan ka to ken chi shu sho to mon nyo se ko hi to sho o nan zo shi sho shin ne ren bo ka tsu ko o bu tsu ben zu zen gan. Jifu jitsu menini ga metsudo uzen nan chi sho butsu nyo rai ho ka nyo zai ido chujo kai jitsu fu ko hi nyo ro i chi e so dati myo ren ho yaka zen chi chu byo. Nai chi yaka chu i uji en non chi yo koko sho shi o go on ta doka yaka yaka hatama na nen den uji se ji go bu gen lai ki ke sho shi on doka waka shi chan chin waka fu shi sha yo ken go bu. Zen na no ki ga cho gu ji go buku toka yaka gen ken ku ryo kyo shi chu myo bu ken chi to ku no nyo se e sho kyo bo gu ko yaka sho shiki go mi mi kai si chu gu shoka to shi wa go yo shi ro buku ni sa se gan. Kai si chu gu shoka nyo to ka buku shoka jo mu bu shu gen go cho chi chu fu chi chin ja ken chi ro yaka shi gu go gu ko shoka ben buku shi byo jin jo yu yo shi chin ja. Chu ya kan gi mon jin gu jaka di byo nen yo go yaka ni fu ko buku sho wi sha ga do ge jin yo ship pan chin ko o shi ko shi ki ko yaka ni i fu mi bu sa se nen chi chi ka min. Shin kai den do sui ken ga ki gu sha ku ryo nyo ze ko yaka ni fu ko buku ga kon to tse ta ho ben ro buku shi yaka soku sa ze ga nyo to to chi ga kon tsui ro chi chi i chi. Zai shi nyo ka cho buku mo tsu fu sa sa ze kyo i bu shi ta koku ken shi gen go nyo bu i chi ze ji cho shi man bo han so shin dai un no ni sa ze nen yaka bu cha cha. No ken ku ko kon cha sha ga on so ta koku chi yo i ko ro mu bu ji ko jo e hi ken chin cho i cho go nai chi chi yaka shiki ko mi mi saka shu buka shi daka byo ka yu go bu ma chi. Jin ben rai ki ken chi so zen nan chi o wi yung ga ha u ni no se shi ro wi ko mo zai fu ho cha se san bu tu gong ga yaka nyo ze jo. Yaka san ma naka na yu da a so gi ko i shu jo ko i ho ben riki kon to metodo yaka mu uno nyo ho sa tsu ka ko mo ka sha ni ji se san yaka ju sen tsu ke ni sa tsu ke kan chi ka toku bu rai. Mu yo haka san ma naka sai a so gi jo se po kyo ke mu shu haka chu sho ron yu o butu do ni rai mu yo ko i do chu jo ko ho ben gen ne ha ni ji te fu metu do jo ju si se po. I cho jin ju riki ro ten do ju so si gen si gao ni fu ken chu ken ga metu do ku ko yo. Koku yo shari genkai renpo ni sho kata ko chin chu jo ki chin buka chi chi chiki inu na ni shin yo ken butsu. Jika ku su so ku su thoro ju zen ga ji ko chu so cho chai chi fu metsu i ho ben ri ko genu metsu fu metsu yo koku chu jo ku yo chin go cha ga bu o hi chu. Nyo to fu man chi ta ni ka metu to ka ken cho ju jo mutsu sa yo ku kai ku fo Kokfu igen sin rogo shokat go ingo sin then bo nine should we say bo jindu regin yose o asogi go josai ro juzen Jujo ken kojin daiga shojo jigashi do anon tenin do du manon in shodo kaka juju ho jo gan ho ju da ke ga jujo cho yu raka sho ten kaku ten gu jo sa shugi kaku umandara ke Gajo do fuki ni shu ken jo jin fu choku no nyo se shu man se so sai shu jo I akogo I nen ka so gi go fu man san bo myo cho u chu ku do ken yu wa Genga shin zai shin ni se bo waka ji I shi shu se te pa te te mo ryo ku nai ken bu shai I se te pa te nan chi ga chi re ken yo se e ko cho mo ryo jim yo mu shu go Do chi cha mo to chi cho ki to dan no ro to dan ro yo yo to dan ro yo jin bu tu go ji pu go nyo yi sen ho ben yi ji yo chi ko ji zi zai ni gan chi ga ya ga wi se bu ku cho ku gen cha yi ban bu ten do ji zi zai ni gan me tu yi jo ken ga go ni shio kyo shi shin ho yi zi da ga go yo ga da o a ga do chu Gyo do fu gyo do zu yo cho ka do I se chu ju ho mai si sa se ne ni ga ryo chu jo to ka nyu mu jo do sa ka jo ju bu shin na mu ha mi ho ren ge kyo na mu ha mi ho ren ge Namu Myoho Renge Kyo 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 Namu Om jag har en gekon. Namu myohorenge kyo, namu myohorenge kyo, namu myohorenge kyo. Namu myohorenge kyo. Namu myohorenge kyo, namu myohorenge kyo, namu myohorenge kyo. Namu myohorenge kyo, namu myohorenge kyo, namu myohorenge kyo. Namu myohorenge kyo. Thank you all so very much.
Okay, it is a wonderful rainy day here in Mississippi. Thank you for all for being here, joining in our abbreviated Gongyo Sundays. Before I get started on our chat, I want to keep you guys anonymous just because I think that's safe in our world today. Crazy. But and there are a lot of Johns in the world, but John, you know who I'm talking to. John, one of our Sangha, has committed to purchasing both the mandala with the Gohonzon, the mandala of Gohonzon in it, and the large mandala the community-sized mandala of Gohonzon in its carry case, both. And I know he'll do justice and great things with those apparatus, and his donation on top of that purchase is putting a really strong foot down toward our future live broadcasts. So thank you, John, for that. And I know these mandalas are going to a wonderful place. So just a little bit of news. Still two mandalas available. If you don't know about that, just look at, I think it's yesterday I posted the video that I'm selling an old butsudan and a few mandalas. They will do much better in your hands being utilized than they are sitting here idle in the school. So if you need a mandala, these are two available to you if you can support the school. Unfortunately, I they have so much history and my hand crafting into them that I think it would not be wise for me to just give them away. It's a cause thing. So now that business being out of the way, thank you all for your participation, your listening, your downloading the podcast. That's going very well as well. Today we're going to start a new sutra. And I pardon if my mind wanders, it's because I've been researching some of, what's her name? She's a great scholar. She's written a great book on medieval Buddhism in Japan, mostly to deal with Nichiren. And I have a copy of her, or one of her dissertations. It's some 640 pages long. And I'm trying to convert it into a full document so that I can use it for my own study. And I printed out a chapter on the 3,000 realms in a single thought moment, and how Nichiren both elucidated and interpreted Chi'i's or Tendai's teachings, his synthesis of other insights from different great Chinese teachers. They're all elucidated in here. They're all named in here. The whole thing is a huge study of Nichiren's documents, both personal and doctrinal and essays, if you will. There is some evidence that calls into question some of those that I've read, and I said that when I was doing the whole series on the Go Show, some 330 some odd videos, that they're, you know, like everything else, there are certain letters which seem maybe apocryphal, like somebody took it upon themselves to say something and write it down in Nichiren's name, or maybe he was or she was writing it down as a dictation of some sort. We just, there are some that are not obvious. And so she did her whole thesis on this. Very well researched. Jacqueline Stone is her name. And I have one of her books on medieval Japan, Buddhism specifically. Not a casual read, but full of real deep information, if you're into that sort of thing. My role here is to kind of sift through that and make it in chewable chunks, right? Anyway, today I'm going to start talking about the Mahi Parinirvana, or the more appropriately, the Mahayana Mahi Parinirvana Sutra. I don't know why I can't speak this morning. Not to be confused with the Mahi Parinirvana Sutta, an early Hinayana text. Not at all the same book. I'm going to start with... Now, if you're unaware, the placement of the Nirvana Sutra is the last words or conversations of Shakyamuni Buddha in his place of dying, when he was proceeding toward his extinction after the Lotus Sutra that he taught for some 8 years or so, on his deathbed. Needless to say, people came from all around, disciples, students, panicked. We're going to lose this teaching. Our teacher, the Buddha, leaving. What are we going to do? How are we going to move forward? How do we keep practicing? How do we preserve these teachings? We've only memorized them, right? Well, memorization is a really good way to keep a teaching alive. But, again, there's the danger of being attached to the song and not understanding the meaning. So, panic. So, many scholars, monks, came to see Shakyamuni to ask him, what are we going to do? And to ask him questions about stuff they still hadn't resolved in their own practice, Buddhism in general. All of the biggies that you might expect went unanswered for however many years for their own experience, and just talking to Shakyamuni directly. Please, please answer me. So that is the Mahaparinirvana Sutra. And I'm going to start at the back because. chapter 46 on Kaundinya 2. And this is this I should also mention. This is from the translation into English by Kyosho Yamamoto, edited, revised, and copyrighted by Dr. Tony Page back in the turn of the 2000s. You can find this for yourself if you want to read through the whole thing, download it, print it, whatever, at www.nirvanasutra.org.uk. So I'm not going to read the whole thing. Oh my goodness, we'd be here another few years. But it's interesting that this is from, and it doesn't say it here, but this is the, I'm going to butcher his name. This is a translation from the Chinese of, or actually Sanskrit, of a Indian scholar. Where is his name? Dharmasaksema, I think. Dharmasaksema. And you can find this book on Amazon in 3 volumes. But it's also available online. Online as far as a download, a PDF, which is what I did. So I can't afford to buy all those books. There is another extant document, a translation by, I think, a Chinese man. But his translation is like a third the size of this. And it has substantial deviations of thought, which don't jive with not only the time period of this teaching, but the fact that it's a supportive document of the Lotus Sutra. And in it, for some reason, this translator was trying to show that the Mahayana, the last words of Shakyamuni, were that Pratyekabuddhas, Arhats, or Right, Travakas and Pratyekabuddhas, learning and realization people, would never attain enlightenment. Well, we know for a fact that that's absolutely wrong. In the Lotus Sutra, that's one of the great aha moments of Shakyamuni's enlightenment, telling everyone, enlightenment isn't something that I am, it's something we all have, and you can all do as I have done. As we know, the Lotus Sutra is Shakyamuni talking about his own voyage and of discovery and enlightenment and the path to doing that, Myoho Renge Kyo. Whereas all the previous teachings, and now again with the Nirvana, are teachings for the capacity of the people, the capacity of his audience, his students. And in the Lotus Sutra, it is very specific that women would attain Buddhahood, that Pratyeka Buddhas would attain Buddhahood, that all of the incorrigible disbelief people would attain Buddhahood, because they already have a Buddhahood. The incorrigible disbelief is their samsaric mind of delusions getting in the way of it. And for many, many years, he told those people, you'll never get it. But in the Lotus Sutra, if you do as I did, you can not fail to attain it. Although it'll take you a while, because you're so freaking stubborn, right? So why would then he reverse himself in the Parinirvana? So nobody takes that other translation as authoritative, academically scholar. No scholarship in it. It's another one of those, I want to create my own branch of my Buddhism, right? So he tweaks things to his face. Anyway, so we don't need to think about that one. This is the authoritative academic scholarly translation that exists in English for us to study. So do I want to start at the end? Yeah, I said I'm going to do it. So this is on a particular bodhisattva. This is a second, there's two chapters with him, interrogatory with Shakyamuni. There was a Brahmakaran by the name of Pure who said, O Gautama, what do all beings not know as a result of which they do not see the eternal and non-eternal of the world and also the eternal, non-eternal, not eternal and not non-eternal, down to not gone and not not gone? So, I highlighted a portion of Shakyamuni's answer here. The Buddha said, O good man, if one casts away the old and does not create new karma, one truly knows the eternal and the non-eternal. The Brahmakaran said, I now know. Buddha said, in what way do you see and know? And world-honored one, what is old is ignorance and craving, and the new is cleaving and phenomenal samsaric existence. If one segregates oneself from the eternal and the non-eternal and has no more cleaving in existence, one will know the true nature of the eternal and the non-eternal. I have now acquired the pure eye of the wonderful Dharma, and I take refuge in the three treasures. O Tathagata, admit me into the order. The Buddha said to Kaudinya, admit this Brahmakaran into the order and let him receive sila. So this is the conversion of a Brahmin, finally, who's arguing, if you read the previous chapters, with the Tathagata. You think you have something that's different from what I have? Show me how. And so this is the end of a long back and forth between Shakyamuni and his Brahmakaran. And finally, the Brahmin gets it. So now he wants to become part of the Buddhist order. So it's a transforming moment. What they're talking about, so I can disassemble this word salad for you a little bit. The Buddha mind perceives the middle of the two propositions. This is very important. Energy versus the formed. So I just had, there's a new addition to our Sangha who has been voraciously going through videos, specifically on the Lotus lectures. And every time he watches one, he has a comment to make. Usually, thank you, which, thank you. But what did I want to show you? Oh, yeah. I'll go ahead and post this on the video so you can freeze it and download it. It's a diagram that I made. And in fact, I'm not going to hold that up any longer because I'll just post it on the video. But for my benefit, since I'm not watching my own video, I'm not sure how to title this chart, but I needed to give it a title convention, I guess. And I called it Life Energy Experience Chart. But basically, I show six stages of energy. These are just diagrams I make to conceptualize, condense, give a shorthand of understanding to what we're talking about. And I forgot to turn off the other mic. Hope this doesn't mess things up too much. I'm going to turn off that background mic. Maybe that'll sound a little clearer. I hope it does. Anyway, all right. So you've heard me talk ad nauseum about quiescent energy. We ran into it again in the Lankavatara, in the translation, not from me. And what we learned from that, what we talked about that, is the next stage in the quiescent energy is the formation energy, the energy of formations. And this is what I'm labeling karma, because it's energy at work. It's energy in formation of something. It's karma. It's what we call, or what we identify, what Shakyamuni was trying to point to over and over and over again, is this energy becoming. Not is, not be, but becoming. Okay? And the next stage is form. From formations come form. And if you follow the Nidana, the 12-length causal chain, the whatever you want to call it, the 12 links of dependent origination, right? You can look up all these terms on this very site for videos about them. You can look them up on Google. Be careful. Source. Birth is another process of formation and form. Oh, yeah, that's an important thing to realize, is that the universe doesn't go from universe of quiescent energy to a stage of formation in which then everything manifests. No. This is ongoing. Point. Life, death. Constantly happening. There is constant formation. There is constant form. And then there is constant samsara, which is the mind of attachment to form. Form exists for that perception of itself, and that's what we would call endurance, also ignorance, because at that point we're enamored of the things and we stop thinking about how they came about. And so now we're ignorant about where they came about and that whole process that's ongoing, because we're just having, owning, possessing thingness. Right? The next step in the energy path, the life of energy, is that eventually all of these things, however attached we are, including our attachments, it dissolves, it goes away. And what does it go away into? Quiescence. Right back where it started. And everything in between, in our bodhisattva practice, is what we perceive. We perceive the process. That's excellent. Our glimpse and what we hope to hang on to while we're in that process of perception as bodhisattvas in samsara is enlightenment, which also perceives inclusively the formations, form, endurance, and dissolution of energy. Because everything is a form of energy. And enlightenment is seeing the entire picture. And then coursing as a bodhisattva, we then perceive the world from the standpoint of constantly forming energies that are ephemeral, that instantiate space-time. And we're in that space-time, so we can see it in the process of instantiating space-time, knowing full well that all of it, space-time, is a blip. It's just something we can recognize the nature of instantiation, life energy, life process. But that the constant is energy. And so you could say that the entire life process, energy, universe, so on and so forth, is also something that arises, goes through its machinations of formations, into forms, into attachment, and the dance of energy, of forms. And as a dancer, we can also have a second mind, a dual mind, a separate mind that perceives and observes the dance without being the dancer. Does that make sense? This would be our Buddha mind. And in samsara, we can awaken that Buddha mind, the observer of the dance, while ourselves coursing, walking among the dancers, not separate from them in humanity, but separate from them in mind, unattached, in what you could say is a different dance. Coursing, walking through, influencing the dancers to quell those formations and see clearly the nature of life. Does that make sense? So that's what this little chart is supposed to remind us of. In that little chart is a coalescence of concepts I've been discussing for a long time, all the way back to the 3,000 realms that I made those videos a decade or so ago. So it's probably time I brought it up again. And I think because we're following Nietzschean doctrine, I think it would be interesting to investigate Jacqueline Stone's elucidations on Nietzschean's thought processes, the technicalities of how he used Qi's enlightenments and the combination of the different teachings that came from Tendai to clearly talk about origination, thought moments, the three bodies of Buddha, all of that. Nietzschean talks a lot about it. But to read Jacqueline's deep knowledge of these constructions, she has access to information that you and I don't. She really gives us a lot of nitty-gritty about these things. And the other scholars involved that Nietzschean, or that when we read Nietzschean, aren't attuned to, and their contributions to his doctrine. It's fascinating. And so I think there's value in reviewing that. As far as the Nirvana Sutra goes, that's basically what we just witnessed, a conversation between a Brahmin and Shakyamuni talking about this very same thing, albeit a shorthand, but the Brahmin was having a hard time understanding how you could have both. For instance, before this response that I read, the Brahmin says, for example, outside a big village, there's a saw forest. There is a tree in it. Before the forest came into being, it was born, and 100 years passed. The owner of the branches, the owner of the forest gave water to it and spent timely care upon it. The tree is old and rotten, and the bark and branches and leaves all drop off. What there is quietude and truth. It is the same with the Tathagata. All that is old is gone. What there is what is true. Old honored one, I now very much desire to renounce the world and practice the way. So he's already convinced, and what I read is basically the culmination of that. But I'd like to get to his question. If you see such a lapse, do not cling to it and do not speak about it. O Gautama, what do you now see, cling to, and speak about? And the Buddha said, now the clinging of wrong seeing is the dharma of life and death. As the Tathagata has done away with life and death, he does not cling. O good man, the Tathagata is one who well sees and who well speaks, but he is not one who clings. In what way do you well see and well speak? I well see suffering, the cause of suffering, the extinction of suffering, and the way to the extinction of suffering, and discriminate and speak about four such truths. I see thus, so I segregate myself from all wrong seeings, all cravings, all streams and arrogances. That is why I am garbed in pure actions, unsurpassed quietude, and the eternal body. And this body also has no east, no west, no south, and no north. So this is something, again, that Nichiren talks about in the 3,000 realms. That the language here is getting in the way. That what Shakyamuni is saying is that I'm not Shakyamuni, I'm Buddhahood. The Shakyamuni you interlocute with is a provisional formation, a form that allows me a way of communicating with other forms. Ultimately, we're all the same thing, formation. And so there are two minds here. Right? There's the mind that appears to be clinging because there's a body, but the body I truly inhabit is a body that is not clinging. That is not what you see, but what perceives the seeing. And again, that's like I said here, the Buddha mind perceives the middle of the two propositions. The proposition of formation and thingness, and the proposition that everything is just a varied kaleidoscope of energy formations that is ultimately just energy, not thingness. It's not phenomena is a construction, a powdery a cloud, a formation. We turn it into these eyeballs, feet, shoes, chairs, da 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 da. But when we see clearly what everything truly is, that process, boggling as it is for the samsaric mind, is also very liberating. Oh, but that doesn't mean I should get rid of it, destroy it. It means that I can use it as further support for this new perception. And I can help everyone I encounter, all beings, all sentient beings, put them on the path to perceiving that what they hold on to is air, empty, not the void over there, but that what you perceive as real, tangible, what you hang on to, the hanging on to is the problem. Have it, but don't be owned by it. Don't identify with it. That's a different mind. It's like parent-child. Child doesn't have the capacity to understand the wheels of the world. And you could say, well, ultimately, we shouldn't, because the wheels of the world is what makes us suffer. Yeah. But if you see it as a child, you just respond and react to it. You're in it. But when you see it as an adult, you still see it, but you're not bound by it. So it's like attaining Buddhahood. I'm not saying that being an adult is Buddhahood. What I'm trying to display, variations of perception. So we awaken Namo Myo Renge Kyo, our Buddhahood, so that we can see the tingling little light show that is the life process. Understanding that this samsara is such a unique momentary opportunity to witness it. This is where our compassion comes from. But that it too is just formation, and it will cease, right? Just like a bolt of lightning is a formation of electrical energy producing heat, fury, light, photons, blah, blah, blah. And just as quickly as it does so, absorbed into the what? Right? All right. So that's our little talk for today with our abbreviated Gangyo. Please take the opportunity to do full Gangyo on your own. And of course, thanks again to John. Thanks to all of you for supporting this endeavor, this channel, the podcast. Tell people you care about this. They may be more interested than you think, or they may just slough you off. It's okay. Plant the seed. Namo Myo Renge Kyo. You ever heard of Namo Myo Renge Kyo? You ever said it? Yeah, if you're curious, come talk to me. Ask me about it. Come on over. I'll show you my butsudan and what enlightenment looks like. You ever wonder what that looks like? I can show you. We can chant for a few minutes just so you can check it out. Anyway, I'm just encouraging you to practice your bodhisattva practice in a small way. As a sangha, we are doing it with one another. And that's a value. I don't want to discount that. We need the sangha to grow so we can do more for our own enlightenment as well as the enlightenment of those around us. Yeah, it's work. But it's also kind of fun, isn't it? Be light about it. Be kind about it. Right? We don't need to beat anyone over the head. It might actually scare some. Odd as that may seem, part of being a bodhisattva, as we're learning, is to behave in a way that isn't confrontational to others, because that gets in the way. Doesn't it? You all know this, and I'm so proud of you for your practice. 2022 is starting out wonderful. Let's keep it rolling. And with that, I'll let you go, and we'll get into more in the Nirvana Sutra tomorrow. Take care. Be kind to yourself. Take care of your health. And I will see you in the next one. Namo myoho renge kyo.